From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. The world's eight leading industrial countries have resumed their talks in Italy. They're joined today by some of the fastest-growing countries for additional conversation on climate change. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The expanded group of countries meeting today is expected to endorse a cap on global warming of 2 degrees Celsius, or about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. But fast-growing countries, including India, China, and Brazil, have not signed on to G8 targets for curbing greenhouse gases by 50% over the next 4 decades. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the U.S. is in a better position to push for climate action after last week's narrow House vote in favor of an energy and climate bill.
What you saw happen in the United States will, I think, help move countries that thus far haven't been willing to take certain steps to demonstrate that we all have some skin in this game.
Mr. Obama met privately this morning with Brazil's president and said there's still time to make additional progress before a UN climate meeting in Copenhagen later this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, L'Aquila, Italy.
President Obama took time out from the G8 summit to call a group of health officials meeting outside Washington. His message to promote vigilance and preparation for what may be a significant fall outbreak of the flu. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the government will soon begin studies of a new vaccine against swine flu. If all goes well, it may be available for public use this fall. A new study shows that Sonia Sotomayor was tougher on criminal defendants than her colleagues were during her 6 years as a trial judge. U.S. Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Sotomayor begin on Monday, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University analyzed more than 7,700 prosecutions in New York from 1993 through 1998. Those are the years Sotomayor was a trial judge in New York. She handled about 260 cases during that time. The study compares sentences Sotomayor handed down to those her colleagues delivered. The survey found that Sotomayor was more likely to send people to prison than her colleagues were. She was tougher on drug offenders and much tougher on white-collar criminals than other judges on the court. For example, the average judge sent 43% of white-collar offenders to prison. Judge Sotomayor sentenced 52% of white-collar defendants to prison time. She sentenced 48% to 6 months or more, and her colleagues only sentenced a third of white-collar defendants to that much time behind bars. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
New claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level since early January, according to the Labor Department, but the drop-off was due in part to a change in the timing of auto industry layoffs. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down some 3.5 points to 81.74. This is NPR News. More than 40 people have been killed in a series of bombings in Iraq today. Another 100 people were injured. It's the worst violence there since U.S. troops withdrew from urban areas at the end of June. 16 people were killed in bombings yesterday. Britain's most senior policeman has ordered an inquiry into claims that journalists from a tabloid newspaper illegally hacked into the cell phones of hundreds of celebrities and politicians. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The News of the World newspaper is alleged to have paid private investigators to obtain voicemail messages, private phone numbers, bank statements and other information about many public figures. These include actress Gwyneth Paltrow, singer George Michael and some of the country's most senior politicians. The News of the World is owned by Rupert Murdoch and is Britain's largest selling Sunday paper. In 2007, the paper's royal editor and a private investigator were jailed for hacking into the cell phone messages of Prince William and Prince Harry. Today's allegations have also put pressure on the opposition Conservative Party, whose current director of communications was editor of the News of the World at the time those journalists were jailed and resigned over the issue. He says he knows nothing about the current allegations. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Government scientists say El Niño is back. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the surface temperature of the Pacific Ocean climbed 1.8 degrees above normal in a narrow band along the equator. In the U.S., that may mean a wetter than normal conditions in much of the country, along with more eastern Pacific hurricanes, but fewer hurricanes in the Atlantic. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.